make this our best show ever!
I accept this responsibility.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am your host, Sal. I decided to say my name today. I'm here with my lovely wife, Liz.
Hola.
And my lovely child, Lizzie.
Hello.
And we're talking about Visions, which we watched. But we're Axel's at school, dude.
Oh.
Like, he living that school life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Trying to keep him in school, like an inner city movie, man, where he's got to better himself. You know, he's got to do his thing. But today, I don't know if you guys realize this, but this is our 100th episode.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
So, like, I don't know, like, I mean, it should be special.
Ten! Celebrate good times, come on!
Yeah. Whoops, should have deleted that out of the show notes. But anyway, it's our 100th episode. And so our 100th episode, we're going to be talking about Visions, but we're going to be talking about the first 5 episodes. That way we have something to talk about next week. So, real quick, I will get the business out of the way. Go check us out at theroguerebels.com. Go like our Facebook page. We're on Instagram and TikTok at TheRogueRebels. And you can tweet us at RogueRebelsFam. Sometimes we're on Twitch, RogueRebels. We actually had a good idea for that, Lizzie. I'll talk to you later. And you have done some recent shows on your own podcast, Lizzie?
Not recently, because I am at work right now.
Like right now?
Not right now, but like I've been working for a bit here at Disney.
How is that going?
Wow. I think it's
100
cool.
Episodes.
Oh, like wow.
Yay! I got myself admission ticket today.
Sweet.
Oh, nice for you, man.
So now you can just go like chill at Batuu, and be like,
I could. It's really tempting because I have the day off today, and I got the ticket today. So now I'm like,
what if I just go
and get a Ronto wrap real quick and then just come back?
No, it seems like a waste of ticket. Don't do it.
Huh? No, we can just go whenever. We just have to make a reservation online, but everyone has to make a reservation because of COVID.
Yeah.
Because the future.
Because of the future.
Yes.
And we made it horrible. Okay. Well, recently the Star Wars Geek Girl show was good. I know you guys had a, like, women, not quite of the galaxy, but, like, women in Star Wars episode that was
women
really good.
Women in Star Wars, women of Star Wars, with women that created Star Wars, women have made Star Wars. Right. All kinds of, like...
Right. You guys were able to get the very elusive rogue, the most elusive rogue rebel, Liz, on your show.
Yes.
So that was really cool. You know, pod it forward. Share pods. Share this pod with your friends. Show them 2 friends. And then they'll show 2 friends. And then soon, everybody will be listening to Rogue Rebels. And I just kind of wanted to pod it forward. Because I was listening to an episode of Pink Milk the other day. And they had Justina Ireland on it. Who's the author of some of the High Republic books. Like Out of the Shadows, the most recent ones. But it was just a really, really good episode. And they kind of talk about like family and like... a lot of the like really cool stuff that's happening in Star Wars and in the High Republic. So I enjoyed that quite a bit. And if you enjoyed High Republic, go check that out. Also, you can send us a message on Anchor. I don't know how it works, so somebody do it. And then let me know. I am going to skip over the rest of this just so we can get straight to Visions. Are you guys good down with that? Okay, my wife nodded at me.
Yes.
Vision, 7 visionary anime studios, 9 original short stories from across the galaxy. All episodes streaming September 22nd. Okay, so like, Lizzie, did you like watch them all or did you just watch the 5?
I just watched the 5.
Okay, we woke up this morning and like watched the 5 too, so we haven't finished them all. But I'm trying to get a podcast out this week, so hey.
So Sal tells me last night that I have to get up early because... we have to watch the 5 episodes, Visions 5 episodes.
It's a big day!
And I'm thinking, holy crap. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to watch them. But I'm like, how early do I have to get up to be able to fit in 5 episodes? Because in my head, even though they're short episodes, I'm thinking, is it like a Mandalorian show where it takes about, what is it, 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in like general. 30, so that was like 1-2.5 hours. So what time do I have to get up? Because originally we were going to podcast 10, you know, California time. And so I was like, oh, man. I'm like, I really have to get up at 7 so I can start watching these episodes.
I was pumped. I was like, okay, we're going to have breakfast and we're going to be able to watch it. I will make your breakfast, my love. You break out those fancy coffees we got from our best buds over there, the Mr. and Mrs. Star Wars. Yes. They sent your mom fancy delicious coffees for being fancy.
Yeah.
And so what did I have today?
They're so nice.
What did I have
today?
Why
are they so nice? Why? Why?
Why are you people nice to us? Who are you? Who do you think you are? What was the fancy coffee I had today?
Today you had the churro latte.
Ooh, I was blessed with churro latte.
Churro latte coffee. Mm. It's delicious. It's like pour over coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
All I can think of is like, what is it? Book of Life, where he's like, all you can eat churros. which is
no,
also
wait,
a wonderful
thing. Hold on. No. What about the other movie?
Tell me.
There was like, you know, like where there's the churros and all of a sudden the bird goes and flies and like poops on the churros and it's like, ooh, take your churros. And then the bird flies, take like, your glazed churros.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what movie this is.
It's like the movie that we really love, like Maria.
Book of Life.
Oh, that's Book of Life. Oh, same movie then.
What?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Okay, same movie.
Alrighty then.
Hey, I knew it sounded familiar.
I love that movie.
Lizzie, how excited were you for today?
I was very excited because I didn't realize that it came out on the day that I had a break from work. So
lucky you.
That was very nice. And I was going to stay up and watch it. But my roommate went to bed at 11 because they had work in the morning. So
wait,
I was like,
wait.
Ah, I can't
hold, hold
watch
your horses.
It
so, what?
Right now.
You were going to stay late. 11 o'clock is already late, kid. What the
but
hell?
But I didn't have work.
It doesn't matter.
But
you
that's
have
not
to
even
have a
late
consistent schedule, right? Because sleeping is like really a thing that helps you. Like it really, like you have to have a good night's sleep, and so you have to have a very strict schedule, even when you don't have to, you know, work the next day.
Hey, man, you're only gonna hurt yourself, man. Those,
yeah, seriously.
You know, your 6,000 steps are gonna hurt extra if you stay up late on that day off. You're gonna be like, ugh, should have thought of that.
Anyway.
Good times. Oh well. Anyway, don't forget this. Like, you're on the East Coast now, so it doesn't drop till like 3 o'clock your time. You can't stay up till midnight anymore. Like, over here on the West Coast, it hits us at midnight because we're the latest midnight. But midnight our time is like 3 a.m. your time.
Well, not to give you guys a heart attack, but oops. I was up at 3 a.m.
Well, that's not great.
Oh, okay.
So
you're breaking my heart, kid.
I could have watched
you're
it, but everyone
heart
else is asleep.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
We'll deal with you later.
So, I mean, like, oh, never mind. Okay. Episode 1. Episode 1, The Duel by the studio Kamikaze Douga. This is the one that I was, like, most looking forward to.
It reminds me of that rabbit.
Because I am reading Ronin right now, and it's, like, really dope so far.
Remember in Ninja Turtles?
I am.
There's
yeah
an episode like where they go to another dimension and there's a rabbit that is with them.
Usagi Yojimbo.
Yes, that's exactly what it reminded me of. That
like
rabbit is
Ronin
that
reminds you of Usagi Yojimbo?
Yes.
That's pretty rad.
Absolutely. Even his hair is like all crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's got a ponytail. But yes, it does go straight up. Like two bunny ears. So I cannot argue with this. Lizzie, what do you think?
I thought it was really good. The Kamikaze is the one that they did the JoJo anime openings.
Ah, okay.
So that's why it looks like 3D almost. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they do, and it's really cool. And I like his droid. His droid is great.
Yes, like the little...
His hat.
Yeah, hat droid. He's got an actual name, and I should know it because I'm literally reading a book about it, which his name is stated multiple times, but for some reason it is not coming to my brain at this moment. But I'm trying to look up the cast real quick. Lucy Liu was the bandit leader. Like,
okay.
So, like, they have some really cool cast members in... I'm not recognizing another name on here, so I'm going to move on from that. But Lucy Liu was the bandit leader, and that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of dug the style. I like the 3D-ness, and I like the, like, fight and all the, like... I mean, kind of, like, the coolest shots were in the trailer, like, when he draws the blade and it, like, pulls back all dope and epic. And then, like, when he catches the blade and it, like, pans around, because it looks like it's with his hands, and then it pans around and it's like, oh, it's just the Force. And it's rad looking. Mm-hmm. So I dug the look and, like, the black and white-ness and the droid with, like, multiple rocket launchers, which is rad. I don't want to get, like, I feel like watching this, it was, like, really, really cool, but, it was so sparse, like, story-wise, like, there was very, very little dialogue and very little, like, anything but cool fight and cool stuff, but I feel like I have a lot more because I have the book of this, and the book kind of covers the beginning, so, you get a lot more out of it.
Oh, which cool.
Means that I went into it with a lot more, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So...
The stormtroopers look really, really cool.
Yeah, all the, like, patched up, like, OG. I mean, this was, like, just straight up, like, very authentic OG samurai movie. Ronin comes to town. Town gets attacked by bandits. Ronin saves town. Ronin moves on. In theory. Yes. But, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool. And the, what are they called?
Celestin, like the guy with the pot, like fix this droid by the time this tea boils.
Exactly, yeah. I was like, oh no.
That was so dope.
Like, I know, it was really cool. This episode, I think this is my favorite episode so far.
Ah, okay.
From the five that we have watched.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that the leader, the one with the
right.
The Sith, I guess.
Yeah. Lightsaber umbrella.
When she takes off her like veil, and she has like this big poofy hair. It's really, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But she looks like a Gerudo from Legend of Zelda.
Oh, was it you that said that? Because I was gonna be like, somebody said that to me before, but it was probably you.
Yes, it was me.
Spoilers. I talked to my daughter. Yes, that probably totally makes sense.
Just because they're tall and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tall and muscly.
Yeah.
Gerudos are all buff. Like the lightsaber umbrella add-on was so rad and ridiculous and something that I love in Star Wars when Star Wars just has fun and adventure. And I like, so far all the five that I've watched, I love that. Cause they're saying like it's not canon, right? Which of course it's not canon. Cause it doesn't matter. Like they literally let these studios do whatever they wanted to.
Right. But the problem with that is that I have questions.
Okay, go.
How am I going to get answered to these questions if these things, they're not canon? How, like...
I mean, my first instinct is already to say read the book, but, like, continue. Ask the question first.
I know, but maybe my questions won't be answered in the book, you know?
That's true.
I will read the book.
No, let me hear your questions. What's your questions?
Well, who is he?
Ooh, you mean the Ronin, TM? Mm-hmm. I might have an answer for that. Ooh. Like 80% through the book.
All right.
But I will say, for most of the book, he is called the Ronin.
The Ronin, okay.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Anyway. Anyway, the book is really, really cool, but it's also very, like, much like this style, I like this style, and the book feels that way, too. Like, this very, like, this doesn't feel like anime to me, almost. This feels like this feels like Sword of Doom. This feels like a black and white samurai movie. This feels like Yojimbo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, and this is the one that I was most looking forward to, but surprisingly, this is not my favorite of the five that we watched.
Really? Yeah.
Really? Maybe. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. Don't get me wrong. It's like one of
Jedi or the ninth.
But we'll keep going. We'll keep going.
Oh my God. You will know exactly which one it is.
Is it Tatooine Rhapsody?
Well, that was my other favorite.
He loved that one.
I did love that one. But you know, I mean, I guess we'll just move on to that one. Like, okay, like, just closing this one out, the book attached to this is also so rad. If you dug this one, dig into the book.
Okay.
Like, if you're into this style of, like, Japanese storytelling, dig into the book, because the book is, like, it like expands. Like, basically, this is the first 25 pages of the book.
The book explains why he collects kyber crystals, and why is his kyber crystal red?
Oh, his kyber crystal is red because he's a Sith.
Fudge.
Carabast!
But is he, like, Sith or, like,
well, over here it's
Sith?
It's all different, yeah, though, because, like, if you read the, like, the little, they came out with the little, like, the blurb that they came out with for the book was, like, the Jedi are the, like, sole, you know, honor guardians of the Empire, you know, and then back then there was a rebellion. The rebellions began to call themselves the Sith, and the rebellion was defeated. Like, now, like, the Sith are, like, almost gone and almost dead, and they're, you know, the one ex-Sith, the Ronin, wanders the galaxy.
Okay.
Searching for others. So
there's good in him, too. And probably the Jedi were, like, too uptight.
Ooh, I'm not going to answer that.
Why, you know, there was some sort of rebellion. Because much like Vera Sophie, you know, she said that the Jedi had become corrupted and, well, I don't know what she said specifically.
I agree with her.
So maybe that's what happened, and that's why there was a rebellion. And maybe the Ronin is part good, part bad.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
He looks like Kanan.
You think so? Why, because he got a ponytail?
Yes.
And rabbit ears. He looks like Kanan with the bunny hood from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, it might be just like the face dimensions too.
Yeah, the face.
Oh, that's fair. Uh-huh. Yeah. He has a tall face, but he has a robot chin.
Tatooine Rhapsody.
Just a robot chin. Okay, Tatooine Rhapsody was adorable.
It was adorable.
Studio Colorido is the one who did it, is the studio. I did not realize, like, from the opening, immediately, you're like, oh, the singer was, like, an ex-little Jedi who, like, fell into their practice, and then he went into hiding as a singer. That is awesome.
It's ridiculous, guys, but it's really, really cute.
But it was adorable.
It's adorable.
And then Boba Fett is Temuera Morrison.
Boba Fett is tiny.
Yeah, so it's like tiny little Boba being like, don't try it, kid. Like, which is hilarious to me, even though it's, like, it is as it should be.
He's so small. They're all just so small.
Yeah. Well, like the shot that they keep showing where he's like flying out, like it was like they try to knock the thing down on him and he flies forward, but his like head is completely back. Which like doesn't make any sense because he would hit his own jetpack and probably break his neck because that's not how helmets work, but whatever.
You told me I'm not supposed to make sense of these things.
That's true. I did tell you that.
Just every time I say something, he's like...
Oh, so the singer, Jay, is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who you guys... probably know from lots more movies.
No.
Bobby Moynihan was Geezer. I don't remember who Geezer is. Bobby Moynihan is the guy from SNL, and also he was in, who is he? Orca? In Resistance? Yeah. Temuera Morrison, Boba Fett. Shelby Young was the droid. And Mark Thompson. Oh, Mark Thompson was Lan. Interesting. Mark Thompson does a lot of the audio books. And then... yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is, like, in a lot of, like, movies. Like, the only one I can think of right now is Hesher, and I know you guys don't care about that one, but I guarantee you he's been in more movies than that. The little droid, like, I was like, what does the droid play? And the droid just, like, rocks around stage, like, rolls around and stuff. And I was like, okay,
he moves his little arms. He participates.
He rocks. I have no idea what species the, like, three-bodied drummer was, but, it didn't matter. He was cool. And the, like, punk rock hut is just really cool and funny to me. Like, he has, like, a t-shirt and, like, a side part. Like, so that was just great. And then, of course, like, tiny Boba Fett.
Oh, my gosh.
That just...
I really especially loved tiny Boba Fett.
Yeah. And, like, he's, in, like, towards the end, like, when they're playing the show, he's, like, tapping his foot. Like, he's, like, slightly nodding to the music. Yeah, so basically, like, Boba Fett comes and, like, captures the hut, and then they're, like, trying to get him back, and they get Jabba to, like, let them play what song? One song at the Boonta Eve, you know, like, thing, and they're like, it's our biggest show ever. And for some reason, the, like, little guy flies up in the air, and I was like, anybody, Nobody's going to be like, that's a Jedi. Like, he, okay, I guess it's fine then. Special effects? yeah. But it was funny, and it was cute. And, like, also, like, Jabba being Jabba was funny. Like, mm-hmm. they're like, what are you going to do, Jabba? Let us play another video. And he's like, raise his hand. And then they're like, all right, Jabba, we saved you. Yuck. And I was like, okay. And, like, all of the music was really good, except, like, I, you know, the songs are not really my style. They're just like, hey, yeah, we believe, like, and it's, like, cute, yeah. rocky, funny, like, rock. And I was like, okay, these are, like, cute, but, like, it would have been great if he was like, we're going to save you. But that didn't happen. That would have been so rad. I thought the Hutt was going to be the singer. I was wrong. I don't know why.
What would he do? Just guitar?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Like, the Hutt looked like he could be a cool raw guy. Yeah, it was adorable, and that was my favorite until, like, I like that one better than I like the duel because it was so fun and silly and like teeny Boba Fett. Like, just when he goes like, "Don't try it, kid," but he's like this big, like I could hold him in my hand. Okay.
This style is very cute.
Yes. Everybody? 10 out of 10? Okay.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Walk.
That's it. No, I'm going to say 10 out of 10. Not for me. I mean, what's 10? My favorite show? My favorite
like 10 episode? Is like a perfect, like nothing could be improved. Perfection. Like, okay, I guess 9 out of 10 because I would have put metal songs.
Yes, me too. Could have been more metal-y.
Okay. Okay, next, the twins. So this is the one that is like these two twins that are like born of the dark side. And they have a Star Destroyer that's like connected.
I'm like, but what does that mean?
I mean, well, they show them. They were like, mean? Like, actually, this is the like backstory that all of those people that complain, like, well, welcome, I don't even know who Snoke was. Like, literally, they did that in this show. And they were like, because she's talking to the droid and she's like, of course, I know it's my destiny as we are both children born of the dark side. And they show like them whole like being born and being trained in the dark side. Like, I know it's our thing, destiny, to bring like the dark side to the galaxy and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's what you guys wanted like a whole trilogy to be about, everybody's backstory. I liked his droid flying around the X-Wing. I like the X-Wing in general. And like when they break the crystal and he like puts it in his saber, that was rad. Mm-hmm. And then her like suit with like leveled up General Grievous was rad. All the fighting was rad, and his suit was cool. And then like when it busts off him, and then he's just like chilling in a solo vest. Mm-hmm. That was kind of funny. He was like, "Oh yeah!"
His droid was awesome too.
Yeah, his little droid flying the X-wing.
X-wing and just literally being like making decisions.
And her droid too. Her droid like comes in for clutch in the end and like cute. Saves her.
I like her droid better, but the other one is like very ballsy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
No hesitating.
It was cute. It was adorable.
Yeah.
And it was very, like, some of the music. This one was, like, all epic music, and they're, like, fighting on top of Star Destroyer. So this one had, like, a lot of dope visuals.
Yeah. I don't really like the space fighting or the fighting period for, like, most of the shows, you know? But this one I actually enjoyed.
I like his lightsaber.
Yeah. And I like how he was able to show her what was going to happen, right?
Oh, and yeah, that was cool.
She still ended up making the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm. No, you're still holding on!
I thought the animation was really cool. Because, like, they don't... But, like, also, I get really mixed up on what's going on. But because they just have so much, like, light and so much... They also don't really outline. They don't use outlines for their animations much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you saw the stormtroopers in the beginning of the episode, they're just white, and they all, like, connect, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no spacing between them.
Right, or lines.
So I was like, oh, a very, very long stormtrooper. Nice.
With 20 heads.
But I thought it was pretty cool. It wasn't my favorite. It might have been my least favorite. Probably because the story's really great. I don't like the sister, because she reminds me a lot of that that one character in Evangelion.
Yes, I knew she was going to say that.
Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
I'm sorry.
No.
Asuka.
Asuka, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought characters about
like that just annoy me so much. They're so frustrating because I'm like, why? But they literally showed you dying, because... dead, mm-hmm. and you're still not going to listen.
Well, hello?
Yeah, right?
Hello?
Just real quick.
But, what have you showed me dying?
No, no, you, silly. The world.
Oh, okay. Today. I was the like,
but point being is that maybe they did a good job then. Because you literally hated the character.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was the point.
Right, that's mm-hmm. the point. And he's supposed yeah. to be the good guy. And then that's the thing. Is like, also, on her, in her defense, you know, like when you believe that this is what your purpose in life is, mm-hmm. it must be very difficult just to one mm-hmm. day wake up and say, oops, never mind. And so if you believe that that's the your purpose in life, not just in life, but also in death, like... You know, dying means nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just real also, quick.
So I thought we had 000 for a second. It was not 000.
It was awesome. And it reminded me very much like Darth Vader. And then mm-hmm. for a moment.
Darth Vader with a skirt.
Yeah, very like.
Oh, yeah. Her like she had the little kind of like, chin like a C-3PO, tusks.
And then he looked like Luke Skywalker. Yeah,
with an R2 unit.
Unit, you know, so I was like,
hey. Well, the idea, when they talked about, like, the thought process in it, that was very much like, hey, we're going to do a, like, we thought about the twins, like, exactly. Luke and that's Leia, exactly and we sort of decided, like, what if it was flipped? Like, that was, the, like, yeah. the inspiration, I guess.
Makes sense, because literally, I yeah. thought, cool. when I saw that, I was like, oh, is that Leia? Is that supposed to be Leia? Is that supposed to be Luke? And so when I saw him, you know, when his suit ended up like blowing up or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, is she Leia? And then she was like, Oscar from Evangelion. And I was like, no, she's not Leia.
But so
same vibe.
The cast, Neil Patrick Harris was Kare. Like Neil Patrick Harris, Doogie Howser.
Okay.
And then Allison Brie was Am, the sister. Allison Brie from Community. The brunette girl from Community.
Oh.
The like smart one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Jonathan oh. Lepau as B20N, who I do not know who that is. But he that's did a great job.
That's the one that looks like 000.
No, I know, but I don't know what don't know like, John, what he's gotcha. From or what is. His other things are.
Lipo.
But yes, he did a good job as B20N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, and then it also had that like super dope shot that everybody was going like, how does this even happen? Of like the X-Wing like crashed nose first into the ground and him sitting on top of it. That was kind of cool. That was just a cool mm-hmm. shot. Movie. Oh, I got a lot of pictures of this one. Okay, it's yeah. called, by the way, that's a Gemini-class Star Destroyer. Ooh, you guys wow. get it? You guys get it? Because it's twins.
Wow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Wow. Ready to move on?
Ready to move on to my favorite
episode. The Village Bride.
The Village Bride.
That was my favorite episode.
Yeah, this was my favorite episode too. Surprise.
Really?
By Kinema Citrus. Surprised? I wasn't looking forward to this one. Like this was, I was like, oh, okay, that sounds cool. Like, but nothing about it like interested me. Like it didn't like, I wasn't like, ooh man, I can't wait to see that one. Mm-hmm. You know, but when I watched it, it was really, really well done. The music was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything about this one was, like, wonderful. The story was, like, really good.
We're listening to you, how the individual who did the music, oh, God, I can't remember his name right now. I'm sure Sal will correct me soon.
No. Or,
no, don't remember. But so how he was using, like, Japanese very classic instruments in addition to Western instruments. So that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really cool. The music, you know, like just the picture and the message. And, you know, I was thinking about a lot about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
This was also, like, I really liked it, but it was not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been low with, can't remember what it's called, but Trigger Animations.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought it was very, very pretty. But I feel like I've seen that story before so many times in, like, books and short stories. So I was... It was all right to me.
Okay.
But it's just interesting to me, like, everybody was there to protect, right? So there's different ways how people are protecting. I just thought it was very interesting. One person protects by giving herself up, right? The other person protects by allowing that person to give herself up, even though he's not upset about it. And the other person protects by wanting to fight and pick up the fight, right? And being very rebellious about it. And the other person protects by just, I guess, being a Jedi and being badass. But and the other person protects by calling the Jedi in the first place and essentially convincing her to get involved because it sounds like she didn't want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, right?
I like her mask.
Yeah.
And her haircut.
Her mask is cool. Yeah.
Dad is going to be like, I want that mask now.
Oh, yeah, I already said it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I think, like, the Jedi's name is F. And it was Karen Fukuhara, who is, like, I saw in a show called The Boys, which is really cool. Let's see. And Asu, the husband, or the, like, groom, I guess, the guy who was trying to get married, that's Christopher Sean. So it was cool to see Christopher Sean back in Star Wars animation.
Nice.
You go,
nice.
Christopher Sean.
You go.
The, like, not the bride, but the groom, I guess. Groom. The husband.
Yeah. Oh, remember? Cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And then Cary Tagawa was Valko. And Andrew Koshino was Azuma. So Koshino's back in animation as well as the bad guy. You go, Koshino. You do you, boy. Matthew Wood as battle droids, of course. Matthew Wood.
Good.
Always does battle droids. And I like that she flew around in a Z-95 headhunter for no reason. I liked, like, everything, even, like, the way the story built. This one was, like, paced really well.
Yes, I really like that.
Like, it built wonderfully and perfectly, and the music and everything.
It explains everything, you know. So, what's it called?
But not, like, over-explains.
Exactly. But, you know, like, you told me about these things in movies, what they do, where they explain everything. What is that called?
Exposition.
Exposition, right? The exposition was beautifully done here. I really like that. And I was, like, I was able to follow this, the whole story, you know exactly what's happening. You know,
I mean, it's, like, pretty simple, but also it was, like, well done, so it's, like, I liked it a lot.
There was not much they had to say, and I totally understood exactly what was happening from many different perspectives, you know, so that was beautiful.
Definitely. Okay.
I like the connection to nature.
The only thing that I didn't harmony. Very understand very is, like, Ghibli. Why would... Sorry, my bad. The only thing that I did not understand is why the grandpa allowed the young, in love, newly married girl to give herself up.
Well, it seems like that was a tradition. Like, that's the way they've been doing it for a while. Like, since the war ended or whatever.
So what?
They sort of explain it a little
break
bit.
Break tradition.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the problem.
A young woman who was just recently married, you know, to the men that he that she loves, and he loves her too. It's obvious.
Why are you trying to take Christopher Sean's wife? Why would you do this?
You know, so that was the only thing. Like, oh man, like, grandpa, you lived a lot already. Let the young love flourish. I'm sure she will be an excellent leader. But no.
We will find out.
Anyway.
The next one and the last one that we watched today was The Ninth Jedi by Production IG. And I think you said these were the ones that did, like, the Evangelion rebuilds.
I really like this
for
one.
The
Production
Ninth?
IG?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Okay.
Like the movie.
Yeah, rebuilds. The newer ones.
See, the thing is that I want to see more of this one, and that's why I'm like thinking, no.
This one was really good too. I really like this one.
I really, really like this one.
Did we save her dad? What happened with her?
Yes, they did. Oh, so going back to end of Evangelion.
Oh, those are not the rebuilds. That's like the OG movies.
Yeah.
Just going back really quick.
1997.
To the bright one.
Death.
I really like the lightsaber. Yellow. It's gorgeous.
Wait. Oh, okay, yeah. When
I was like,
the, like, katana style yellow blade. Yeah, that was red.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. That might be one of my favorite sabers that we've seen here because I did not enjoy the umbrella saber.
I know, me.
Oh, that was the best.
Me either. I was like, okay.
Y'all tripping.
I was like, girl, that's over the top.
our LCC and Saber Guild, real quick, put up today, like, hey, everybody, enjoy Visions, but slight spoilers. Umbrella lightsabers are not approvable for generic characters. And I was like, for generic characters, right? But if I want to be the Sith bandit, I can get a lightsaber umbrella approved.
Oh my god. So I just grabbed your phone, honey. I'm sorry, because I was just like, you know, have it right there. And I can see that you change the picture of moi for the Ronin. What the hell?
Well, first of all, it's a new phone. So I downloaded a picture of the Ronin when I first got it. And I hadn't taken any pictures of you, my love.
Wow, Dad.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Wow.
That's what happens. My new phone is gigantic. It is like enormous. And then I got a case for it, and it's like even bigger. But I want to like look around and see if I can find like a really, really big case. So I can pick it up and put it to my head like a pillow. And be like, hey! What you mean? Like, sadly, I have not looked too deeply into larger cases, but it barely fits in my pocket, which is good. I want a big case big enough pockets. That I can wear it as a backpack.
Okay, so.
Yeah, maybe it'll have like a little attachment on my shoulder, so like it'll like pull over and like actually hold itself on the side of my face. Like it's like an attachment that I have to wear. That's what I'm kind of in the market for. So let me know, you know, at me.
My phone prevents me from pressing the letter A. So sometimes my messages just are, the letter A is absent.
Bsint,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay, The Ninth Jedi. This one was also really, really good. And this one had a really cool, like, lore. Like, oh, the Jedi are, like, all gone. They were all destroyed. And like, or lightsabers don't even exist anymore, but there's like one guy that makes him. That was kind of cool. Although he was hammering a kyber crystal and I was worried for a second, but that seemed to like
also very worried
make them special.
The first, like, not the first, second? The Trigger episode, they like tore that kyber crystal apart and it exploded, so.
Right.
You know. We've also seen it explode in Rebels.
Yes. True. Yeah, he seemed to know what he was doing, so good on that guy. On Mr. I forgot his name.
I really enjoyed this one. This is probably the other one that is like my second best.
Your second favorite?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, this, you have different stories going on here, right? You have a story that is going to develop, or maybe not, for the daughter, right? And then you have this story, Kara. Her name is Kara, right?
La Kara, yeah.
And then...
The main character?
Yes. And then you have the story of the dad. I really want to know what happened to the dad. Is he okay? How is he?
Well, they're like, you're going to help me save my dad, right? Yeah, maybe.
Also, I want to know what happened to... You know, I want to know if Jure is able to find more Jedi, right?
Yeah.
And then I really like the kid, too. I don't know what his name was. But I really like the kid.
Ethan, like the one who walks into the temple. Mm-hmm. It's like, my name is Ethan. He like introduced himself.
Well, I'm sorry, there was so much going on. I couldn't like remember. There was like seven of them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So my apologies. I should have taken notes. But I really like him. He's very nice. I'm intrigued about the lightsaber making. You know, I mean, normally like we see... In previous stories, we see the Padawans or the, you know, making their own lightsaber, right? That's the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have a person who's making lightsabers for non-existing Jedis, technically speaking, right?
And yeah.
So it's very interesting. And also the thing that I found that it was very interesting, which it makes sense, right? Like, I mean, we learned this in the Ahsoka book by E.K. Johnston, how some people make their lightsabers, their crystals bleed, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how they get the color. But this is a kind of like a similar, but it's a new take. There's no bleeding of the lightsaber.
Right.
Literally, it's like the lightsaber tells you if you're a horrible person, it tells you if you're a nice person.
Yeah, the lightsaber
is like, holy crap.
The lightsaber.
I probably don't want to grab one of those because like, I'm afraid to find out.
Yeah, the lightsabers are mood rings now. And I thought that was super cool and rad. And it was interesting because that is something, I mean, you know, this is like a whole different, like, Star Wars.
So it will be like one of those things is like, you know, if you invite people over, I'm like, okay, show me your lightsaber, turn it on. And so if it's red, don't let them in. If it's blue, they let them in. If it's purple, they have a chance. Right? No.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool because I noticed that the guy is like changes purple towards the end, you know, and then he's like, sorry. Okay, you're purple, you're fine. Like, no, my bad, my bad. Also, he looked like a giant pork Jedi, right?
Yeah.
Was it just me?
Yes.
Or did he look like a giant pork Jedi?
He did.
Okay. Like with eyebrows.
With amazing eyebrows.
Yeah.
I really liked little, I think her name's Kara, right?
No.
Girl? Yes, Kara.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was really cool, and I like her little side ponytail.
No, with a C.
Yeah, and her helmet has a hole for her side ponytail. Mm-hmm. Like her little helmet that she put on when she was on the
scene. She reminded me of the girl from, like, Spirited Away. No, wait, is it Spirited Away?
Chihiro?
Yeah, the one that that goes into that house and is cleaning.
Yeah, that was Spirited Away. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chihiro.
Chihiro.
She is also a brunette with a ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Oh, by the way, the father, like Lajima, the sabersmith, mm-hmm. that's Simu Liu. Mm-hmm. Like, that's Shang Chi. Shang Tsung is somebody else from Mortal Kombat. Forgive me.
Yes.
You weak, pathetic fool. Let's see, who else do I have here? I do not recognize some of these names. Okay, I'm going to move on.
Every time I hear, like, when someone calls someone, like, young something, like they, like the older man called Ethan young Ethan, I keep thinking of like young Neil from Scott Pilgrim's World. He needs to earn his title as Ethan Neil. Now.
Yeah. Oh, I missed one. Margrave Juro was Andrew Cascino. So Cascino did another one. He in all these episodes apparently. No, I don't
know. He's a bad guy in every single one of them.
Margrave Juro was a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
He just looked hardcore.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, I don't trust him, I don't trust him. And then he lights his lightsaber and she's like, he's good!
That's what I'm like, I don't know if I can trust him. But did you notice how, like, the Jedis who are supposed to be trusted and nice didn't trust him? And then I was like, what, something's wrong with them. These Jedis are not very nice. And then, dun, dun, dun! They were not Jedis.
Also, see, I caught on when the sabersmith was like, yeah, they change color, like, depending on you as a person. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to turn it on. They're all red. I got it. I understand now.
Mm-hmm. But I like that hers was like, mine is like formless and invisible until I become good. Like, and then like later when she's fighting and it turns green, you're like, yeah.
Maybe there's things where like the events in your life decide, you know, your path. And so maybe that's what it's, you know, like at some point in time, you know, and then you can always change who you are and become a good person. And then, ta-da, purple lightsaber.
Yeah, I mean, porgs are redeemable, apparently.
Yes.
I mean, this was in all the trailers, too, but, like, when she's, like, on the speeder, okay. And the guy's coming for him, and she's like, bloop, 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 slow-mo chop the speeder. Like, that was so cool.
Yeah.
I like
so,
that.
So, like, just imagine, it's like, you know, it's mom mad, red lightsaber. If their lightsaber's red.
Right. Like, we need that, like, with other stuff. Like, if your cell phone is red, don't ask anything right now. I come back later. But I like that he's hiding in a big robot.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, not a small person.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Normally in Star Wars, when there's, like, a big robot with a little guy inside, the guy is, like, little, teeny tiny. This time he was, like, a normal guy in a giant robot. And he's like, aha, kind of I will like fight movie, you normally
kind of
sized.
Like the movie of like, what's it called? Men in Black?
Yeah, but that was like teeny tiny.
With the guy in the galaxy who had the galaxy.
Yeah.
He was so tiny and so adorable.
And like that Bounty Hunters episode where like the droid is like cutting down the tree or something and he falls down and he comes out and he's like, don't look. And Ahsoka's like, hey, you don't have to act tough. Aww. You can still be tough being a little robot and a guy. And he's like, yeah. And then he gets back in his suit.
Yeah.
We gonna help these villagers. Which was also another like Seven Samurai inspired Clone Wars episode.
Yep, yep.
That one's a good one. I believe it's called Bounty Hunter Season 2.
Yeah, I really like this episode as well. And at the end, you have this thing where, you know, that gives you, it's not a planet, but it's like a station, right?
Right.
It looks like a lightsaber.
Yeah, that was cool. And it's like pointed at the planet.
It makes lightsaber noises.
Well, they, like, at the end when they come back, they're like, get it? It's a lightsaber. And they hit you with the noise. And I was like, no, I got it. As soon as you lit it up, I saw. And that guy who, like, fell in the middle of it and, like, died and roasted and disintegrated. And the guy's like, hold on, let me get that saber real quick. Whoop. He's like, now disintegrate.
I was like, note to self, don't fall in there.
Right.
You might die.
Good times. Good times, Margrave. Way to go, Margrave. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, this was a really, really good episode. Like, they were all really good. I think I agree with you, Lizzie. Like, the twins one is probably my least favorite out of these five. Mm-hmm. Even though it was, like, fun and space and six lightsabers at the same time. Fun.
Yeah, it's like it turned into General Grievous really quick.
Okay.
It's like, what?
But, like, okay, Force Whips.
It was good.
General Grievous, like, collected the kyber crystals instead of, the like, all the sabers, it would have been, like, he would have had a lot more space on his belt and stuff.
Mm-hmm. A fine addition. Oh, yeah, instead, like, just put it on the inside of his robe like the other guy.
Like the Ronin.
The Ronin.
Like the person who took, or the character who took, my rightful place in my husband's cell phone.
Oh, that's where we're going with that.
Yes.
I like the little symbol in the Ninth Jedi, like the little lightsaber smith's little seal or whatever.
See how deflected? He deflected right there.
Isn't that cool? Isn't it a cool symbol?
I don't see it.
What about the symbol of love?
Like, when he gives them the box, it's like on the boxes, and it was on some of the sabers too. Like,
oh, yeah.
There was like a cool little symbol.
Come on, Lizzie, back me up, kid.
Yes.
It's like, why would anybody
have kids? Dad, it is a horrible thing that you have done.
It was a good symbol, though.
Again, what about the symbol of her eternal love?
Just edit mom in with like a picture with Ronan. Then you have both roles.
Just like, Rook and mom, like she's at Disneyland with this fool. Hey, say Ronan. There was a guy that made a joke on Twitter. It's like the guy that makes all the jokes on Twitter. I think it's Jim Does a Star Wars. I think. So don't at me if I'm wrong. But he did one about the Ronan, like, makes a really, really cool lightsaber. Crap, I forgot to put an off button. And then, like, that's why he has to make the little scabbard for his blade. Like, he was joking about, like, oh man, this saber is so dope. Oh, I forgot to put an off button. So yeah, I think definitely out of this one so far, The Village Bride is my favorite. The ones that we didn't do, I shouldn't have said that without looking first at the ones that we didn't do.
At the remaining four episodes,
which I'm glad you asked that, honey. The remaining four episodes that we have not watched are TOB1, The Elder, La Pinocho, and Akakiri.
La Pinocho?
Lap and Ocho.
Oh. I was like, La Pinocho.
What does that mean? Oh, is that like Pinocchio in Spanish?
Yes, in Spanish.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to watching those. There's also special features, Lizzie. Did you see the special features?
I did not see the special features.
There are special features, and it's basically like each episode has one. We only watched like one or two. I should have been better and watched more, but we wanted to get an episode this week. So, hey, thanks, listeners, for listening. Make sure you share this and listen next week for more, where we talk about the rest of the episodes of Visions and awesome stuff. And we might have bonus stuff, too. Anyway, Star Wars. Yay, Star Wars. Yay, Lizzie. I hope you're enjoying your time at Disney World. Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. So it's like the first conversation starter with anyone I meet. They're like, oh, how are you enjoying it here? And I'm like, oh, I've never been. They're like, oh, you've never been? And I'm like, no, I don't have money, sir. And
then, please,
give me some.
You have money? Can you bless us with it?
And then they're like, oh, so you've never been to, like, Disney parks? And I'm like, I mean, I've been to, like, Disneyland once or twice, like, in California. I'm from California. And they're like, oh, well, ours is so much better over here. And I'm like, okay, I didn't ask.
That's exactly the opposite of what they say over here.
Yeah.
Oh, people.
Oh, did I tell you, though?
Opportunity, though. Like, we will be okay with either one of them.
I hear, because, like, the other one over there, it's, like, so much bigger. So people are like...
Exhausting.
Yeah, this is better because you don't have to walk as far to the ride. They're like, over there, if you go to Galaxy's Edge, you're, like, tired. Over here, you're like, ba-boop, 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 I'm done.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I work at Epcot, and I think it's really cool because I was originally supposed to work at Brown Derby in Hollywood Studios, but then I got a training agreement.
Wait, that's weird, though. Like, the girl from California, let's put in Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hollywood Lizzie, let's find out where to put you.
And then there were, and then I got a training, forum for somewhere in Epcot called Coral Reef, and I was like, that's interesting, I guess I'll go there. And then I got a call from people, and they were we accidentally sent you over here instead of Brown Derby.
Wait, do you know what a coral reef is? Did that raise any red flags when you heard that?
It is in the ocean.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you saw that, were you panicking Skywalker
dun,
already?
Dun, dun, dun,
I was, I asked Chris, because Chris has gone to Epcot, because he's from Florida and all that.
So it's way better.
and he was like, oh, yeah, I've been there. It's kind of cool. And I was like, oh, are there any, is it an aquarium? And he was like, yeah, it's a big aquarium. And I was like, awesome. Are there sharks? And he was like, I don't remember seeing sharks when I was little. And I was like, okay. Right, that should be fine.
He's like, you and love then, aquariums. You just played Last of Us 2, right?
And then he showed me a picture, and I was like, that's a shark. That's a shark in the tank right by the dining hall.
How big is it?
It's. I was told it's the second biggest aquarium in the United States or something.
How big is the shark? Like
the shark. It's not that big. It's not a great white. It's like a great white, but it's a tiny one.
Okay. So
maybe 3 feet, third or half feet? Of its size.
5 feet?
I'd say five to six, okay. Maybe.
If it stood up, it would be as tall as you, probably?
Yeah, I would say so. It's long, but it's not big.
Right.
Oh, but they do have normal-sized hammerhead sharks, and I don't mind hammerhead sharks.
But those
sharks.
Are small, too.
They have
too.
Tiny mouths.
Yeah. Those guys are only 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I got transferred there, and they were like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You were supposed to be at Brown Derby. We'll switch you right over. And I was like, no, it's okay. I've never been to Epcot. I've been to Hollywood Studios. I don't know what Epcot is, so, that's fine. That is completely okay. You don't have to do anything. They're like, okay, that's no problem at all then. And then, so now I'm there, and I really like it. And I go on break, and there's, a room that's just, empty because of COVID. And they use it for, events. And you can, workers are allowed to go up there for a break. Mm-hmm. So then I just look at the aquarium. And I was terrified because the first time I was like, okay, there shouldn't be big sharks. And, I was walking, slowly up to it because I was, shaking. Because I really, really hate sharks. Mm-hmm. And I've never watched, Jaws or anything, so I don't know where it came from. But anyway. And then right as, I came up to the glass, I saw something, floating up onto the glass. And I got really scared it was going to be a shark. But instead it was a big, big, manta ray sea pancake thing.
And they have the cutest faces, isn't it?
Sea pancake.
It's just the mouth and nostrils. It's not their actual face, but it looks like a face.
Yeah, but our human brain is it's a face.
It's so cute.
Yes. We do that with cars, too. It's weird.
Yeah, so it was really cute, and it was nice. And
so
then
you've
saw
been
the
sharks. How are you holding up? You're gonna make it through? You're I know confronting a fear is the destiny of a Jedi. Are you confronting your fears over at the coral reef?
I'm trying because I talked to some of the servers because they work in the dining hall where the huge aquarium is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh yeah, that one's named Bobby, and we named that one Pancake.
See,
oh, and that
better.
Shark over there is Tony. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, if they have names, maybe I'll be fine.
Yeah, as long as you give them cute names, everything is cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess, and if you're in the kitchen, do you even walk through the dining hall? Do you just come in the back?
There's not aquariums in the back. I just go in the back, but they gave me a tour so I could look.
They were like, please enjoy the restaurant. Look at these sharks.
Face your fears, my dad.
This is our glory. Anyway, and then they bring the customers in the back. This is our line cook.
There's a giant sea turtle. There's only like one, and he's so cool.
Okay. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
His name is Peppy.
Peppy. I love you, Pepsi. Peppy. Peppy.
But yeah, otherwise it's been really cool.
Well, good.
Hopefully I can go to Batuu soon.
Just chill on your break. Be like, it's a long day at work. Oga, hit me with a blurg fire.
And then I went to Disney Springs, which is kind of like downtown Disney over in California.
I was thinking about you know, the car ride.
Oh, you're thinking of Radiator Springs.
Yes.
Different the cars springs. With actual like, faces.
It's kind of like downtown Disney.
Uh-huh.
And it's really cool. It's way bigger than downtown Disney. And there was like, I tasted shishito peppers. Now those are like my number one obsession.
Interesting. Did you go to Splitsville at all? Did you see Splitsville?
I did not see Splitsville.
Okay. It's like a bowling place or something like that. I don't know if you remember, but when we went to Orlando in 2017, that's where the like Saber Guild little party was. Mm-hmm. And like we got like a little pack and you guys all got t-shirts and like Axel won a saber. And it was hilarious and adorable. And the food was all right. There was no shishito peppers though. But yeah, just like that was literally where we were at because we were at Hollywood Springs and we went to... That's the only place I think I've ever been to in Hollywood Springs. I think we might have walked around a little bit after, but not even that much because we were like, let's go home. You know how we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Enjoy your time. Get those steps in. And, make friends with Tony.
I've been working the line a lot.
So what does that really mean for us mortals?
So, you know, when you order food...
Yes.
Like at an actual restaurant?
Well, kind of.
So I'm the person that makes the food.
Okay. So if I order a hamburger, you get the order and you go and you cook up the thing and put it together?
Yes. Okay. But there's like three different sections. So there's like one side of the line where they do a certain amount of meals. Then in the middle, they do a certain meals. And then I do certain meals.
I see.
So I have like a specialty. Yes, I am in charge of steaks, kids' steaks, kids' chicken, and the vegan dishes.
Interesting. Those don't seem to go together, but interesting.
Yeah.
One of these things is not like the others.
Yes. So if you were to go to Coral Reef anytime, and I was in the morning shift or like the night shift, and you were like, hey, I would like... a steak. That would be me cooking the steak for you.
Awesome.
If I was working. So yes.
You say line cook and is it as different from some of the other cooks? Is that how? So like, I don't know how the restaurant works, I guess. And so I'm like, is that a good thing for you to like train with? Or is that something that like?
Yes. Okay. I personally like line cooking because it's very, very stressful. And like.
Sweet.
it's like cooking things to order. Whereas, like, there are other cooks that do prep work and they cut all the vegetables and cook all the, like, things that need to be pre-cooked and then give it to line cooks to, like, have as they're working.
So they're almost like
prep. Or there's, like...
They're almost like prep stuff that's, like, that needs to be ready and then later it gets put together?
Yes.
So it's not
And then as there's, like...
time intensive.
Yes. And then there's, like, banquet chefs that like do they make large amounts of food and they play everything and they just send it out and they're like they're done with the day and it's technically like people like large events like weddings and they're like okay we need 100 steaks and 200 this
interesting okay well I'm glad you're having fun and learning and doing things and
I think it's sad though because like it's right next to the like Nemo stuff. So, like, and but the
nobody orders clownfish, so it's fine.
No, but they order like halibut and salmon, and it just you're eating, and like you're eating fish in front of the aquarium.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's not. It's
not.
Mermaid.
Yeah, it's not like it looks like fish. Like they're cooking it up, and it's like a steak, and it's got sauce on it. It's not like, you know, like the fishes that like grandma fries up, and they like it's straight up a fish, and you and it looks like a fish, and you take out the bones and you eat it like that.
That's true. That's so...
What is it like the mojarra fritas or whatever?
Mojarra.
Mojarra. Okay. Okay, I think we're gonna end this show. That was a podcast.
Yes. That was a good podcast. Those were good episodes.
Those were good episodes. We can't wait to watch the other four.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that I know it doesn't take that long, then I know that I don't have to get up this early. Mm-hmm. So my husband. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have a few days. It won't be. I don't want to say this was an emergency, but I still think I can watch the other four episodes today.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. We can definitely. We should because I really want to. Mm-hmm. But we should because I really want to. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Are you sure?
That was mean. Because it's like, we should now, Sal. We should. Because I want to.
Yes, no. Dear. For you, I will do this. For you, I will take on this a heavy burden.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. That was really cool. I just wish there was more.
Maybe one day there will be. Wishing upon a star saber. All right. That is a podcast, and I am calling it a podcast, and this is the end of the podcast. Or is it?
You really want to do this?
I won't be alone.
Oh, God. So I had to clap because I made a mistake, and the dog just came after me. And that's our intro. Anyway, so what was the movie that terrified you most when you were a kid?
You're talking to me?
Yes, you.
Me, specifically. Okay, I was a kid a long time ago. I think the things that I can remember terrifying me when I was a kid, I think is like... Like those, like Indiana Jones, like in the first one where their faces melt. That was kind of scary when I was little. I'm trying to think of something else. And like the second Indiana Jones where there's a lot of bugs and he has to like put his arm in the thing with the bugs. That was a little scary to me. I don't like bugs. That's what I can think of right now, but I'm going to keep thinking.
Okay.
What about you?
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
So this is the thing that haunted me. And this is why I hate ants. Well, I don't hate ants. In fact, I love ants. I love Ant-Man.
Anthony.
And Tony. Okay. So, Indiana Jones, part something. I don't know what the part is. I don't know which movie it is. But it's a Kingdom of the...
Crystal Skull,
yes. And do you guys remember the flesh-eating ants part?
I do.
With that fist fight. And then the guy just, like, falls and into the pile of flesh-eating ants. And then they, like, start going inside its mouth and stuff. And they, like...
Yeah.
Pull him into this weird hole.
Yeah, ant home or whatever.
Yeah, ant hole.
So that was what scared you when you were little?
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
In fact, I could show you guys that scene.
No. We can't see it on a podcast, so that won't help. Lizzie, what about you? Do you have something?
The only thing I can think of, like, that I was really scared of in movies is, like, zombies and sharks. So I didn't... Well, I liked Nemo, but I hated the shark because it had, like, a whole scene with just sharks.
Even a cartoon shark?
Mm-hmm. They were so nice and friendly.
Well, not there in that one part.
Like, after they smelled blood, no.
The little blood went up his nose.
I think it's, like, the way they move, like, how their tail, like, moves, mm-hmm. like... left to right and stuff. It's horrifying.
And that's the only movie you can track that back to, huh?
What if they were moving right to left? Would that still be scary?
It's how, like, kind of like dolphins. Dolphins kind of look the same. They just have a weird face. Dolphins are also really terrifying. They're actually not cute.
Dolphins?
And, like, nice. They're actually really smart and what? Therefore really, really mean
You're
to other dolphins.
You're breaking my heart.
You're not a dolphin.
Okay. Yeah. They Anything? Bully other dolphins. Anyway. but anyway, that sharks, and then that especially goes back to Clone Wars, where there were shark people.
Oh, the Carcharodons. Yes.
They're horrible.
In the water war arc of when they went to, like, Mon Cala, and they were, like, he was Captain Ackbar back then.
Yeah. And there was, like, little prince man.
Yeah. Prince Lee Char.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was also terrifying. Zombies are also horrible, either cartoon form or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where that started. Like, I don't know what first zombie movie I've seen or anything. I want to say maybe, like, Walking Dead.
You were like, older then, but yeah, we used to watch Walking Dead. Well, I used to watch Walking Dead.
There's something else that you used to watch that had a bunch of zombies.
I mean, like zombies were in a bunch of stuff back in the day.
Shaun of the Dead.
Uh-huh. Wait, also, you also used to watch Impractical Jokers and that had zombies?
That had sharks. Really. Impractical Jokers had sharks where they put one of the guys in a shark cage. That was horrible. I would have left the show if I was him.
Wait, I quit. Yeah, she's scared of sharks. Time
where they put a bunch of tarantulas on cue.
That seems like that would be scary for you.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I also don't like tarantulas, but, like, I'm not terribly horrified of them.
Yeah, in, like, Indiana Jones, the first one was, like, snakes, and I was like, eh, this is fine. And then the second snakes one was, like, bugs, and I was like, ooh, I don't like that. And then the third one was rats, and I was like, I don't like that worse than snakes, but not as bad as bugs. And then the other one was ants. Rats are... And then I was like, yeah, those are bugs, and they're giant.
They were unnecessarily giant and eating people.
It's true. Do you have anything, honey? Do you remember anything?
Did you like the snakes in Indiana Jones, Mama?
I mean, I'm not terrified of them when I see them on film. When I see them in person, yes. I don't like them very much. Especially when they hide under your bed or on your bed. That's just terrible as a kid growing up. But movies, so I have a younger brother and an older brother, right? And both of them were kind of scary cats. And so I had to be the strong one for the both of them, right? So whenever they got something, like whenever they got told to do something, especially at night, you know, like sometimes a transformer will blow up. Is that correct? Transformer? Yes, transformer. Like we call it transformer. Power, yeah, a power thing, right? Yeah. And so it was outside the house, right? And so, and, you know, it was kind of scary, right? So I always had to be the strong one, and I always had to be. So when I was growing up, yeah, no, I can't think of any movie that scared me. However, when I started dating Sal, he showed me this movie. It's called The Grudge. It's a Japanese film.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so ever since, I don't want to watch scary movies anymore.
Yeah, we used to watch scary movies all the time. But and I was then like, what, we watched The Ring, and you were fine, and it was like the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we watched The Grudge, and you were like, nope.
Yeah, but it was a Japanese version, though. Like, I was like, holy crap.
No, it was the English version with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It wasn't. It was really scary.
My roommates were watching that the other day. I was like, hey, it's Kanan's wife. And they're like, who? And I was like,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
And they were like, you mean Sarah Michelle Gellar? I was like, I just Freddie Prinze Jr., yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, who's that? And I'm like, oh, that's her husband. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're Any a Star accent? Wars.
They are a Star Wars. That's the only movie that ever scared you when you were little?
Well,
or can you, like, picture another one?
There's so many.
But I can't picture.
I'm trying to think. Like the only one that I can really remember was, like, that little part of Indiana Jones sometimes. And then, like, I remember, like, it's not that bad. What else?
How are you guys with ghosts?
I'm good.
I'm fine with ghosts.
Do ghosts terrify you more or, like, real? Like, if you watch a movie and stuff... Are you guys more terrified of ghosts or, like, people?
I guess in the 80s, we had, like, a bunch of slasher movies, and that doesn't scare me because it's just a guy with a knife.
Yeah.
Like, so it's all we saw was, like, you know, I mean, Freddy Krueger was Dreams, too, so he wasn't, but the movies were slasher-like. But it was, like, you know, it was, like, Jason, and it was Michael Myers, and it was just, like, those were the scary movies. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, it is scary to have a dude coming at you with a knife and a mask, but also, like, run.
Not that scary.
Faster. Don't fall. Why did you fall?
Oh, you know a movie that Axel was scared of and then, like, started watching over and over? It.
Wait, how
were
was
you scared of it?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Wait, when?
Yeah, he was. Remember, he didn't want to watch it.
Oh,
he was.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I remember him not wanting to watch it. I didn't know it was because he's scared.
Because we watched the first one, like, the original one, and that was, like, it was kind of scary. And then he, like, begged to watch the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to watch it because I knew it was scary. But he really, really wanted to watch it. And then we were like, you know, it's a good idea to, like, have the lights off, like, for the real experience. And then you came downstairs and scared us.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something I do, but I don't remember.
Because, like, you did because we were watching it. and like something
I don't think that happened, but it probably could. It might have.
And I just see Echo get up, and it's like dark. So he's like by like the entrance where like the dining room is, because we're in the living room. Mm-hmm. And he's just standing there looking into the darkness, and we were like, no, what's over there? And then you came out and screamed at us.
Poor Echo. Okay. I don't remember that, but that sounds like me.
He's right there. He's
missing. Poor little toothless Echo. You know what? There was an alien movie that I didn't like. There was one called Fire in the Sky, and that kind of, I was a little bit older, but it scared me. It was like about aliens. That one was kind of scary. But like aliens like abducting people. Like, it's not scary when I like look at aliens and they're like in Star Wars and they're like drinking at the bar. Like, that's not scary, but like other movies that are like the people and they get abducted or like stuff like that, that's like more quote unquote real. You know? Like Close Encounters of the Third Kind was kind of scary, but not really. Oh, you know what? I have a really good one. At the end of The Dark Crystal, when those beings come out, they really scared me when I was little.
Really?
Yeah, the very end of The Dark Crystal, like they heal the crystal and the creature, like the Skeksis and the
Mystics.
The Mystics like become the like creatures that they were supposed to be, the like the Guardians or whatever. Like, I can't remember what they're called. But they were like these weird, tall, like
tree thingy.
Skeletal, like almost, but like not quite. And like, I don't know, they just like really scared me. That always scared me. Like,
did you know that those things are actually aliens?
Interesting. Well, I mean, it's a whole other planet, so they're all aliens, right? Technically. Because they live on Thra.
I'm an alien.
I guess.
Yeah. So like when, what is her name? The Ugma or Ugra?
Wait, Augra?
Augra. When Augra is like looking into space, she's just like watching people fight on Earth. She's like, man, these people are crazy and not smart. And then they're like, wait, what's happening on your own planet? Oh man, I was paying attention to this horrible reality show that is Earth.
Earth.
Okay. That's the only thing I can remember, but that was a good one. Anything else, Axel?
You watch Silent Hill a lot.
Yeah, I do. Did.
That was scary. What? A little scary. Like, I only saw bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. I stopped watching scary movies when you guys started getting afraid of stuff.
Like, there would be... You also watched Saw.
Yeah, I did watch Saw a lot. But that wasn't scary.
Yeah. Ghosts don't entirely scare me. It's more like just the jump scares. Like, if the movie's just about a ghost, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Katie made me watch... hashtag alive, and it's a Korean like zombie movie. That was horrifying.
I do think I remember when I was probably like 10 or 11 or 12 or something like that, like when Jurassic Park came out. I do remember late at night being scared to go to the bathroom because like I pictured a velociraptor in the shower.
Oh, I do have a story. I remember in Kevin's bathroom.
I don't know who that is, but continue.
Wait, isn't Mike Kevin?
Okay, yeah, now I know who that is.
Clone.
Yes, maker. Yes.
Yeah. Clone maker. So in his bathroom, for some reason, Brooke loves the ocean and dolphins and stuff. So on the mirror, don't really know how to explain it, but it has like waves on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the curtain for the shower is like also beach and waves. And mm-hmm. there's like these little like tiny dolphins everywhere. So I remember... Every time I went to go use the restroom, when we, like, yeah. And I always thought that there was, like, a shark in the...
Like, inside the shower behind the curtain?
Yep.
Nice. It's not a movie, but I'll accept it.
And that was, like, really scary for me.
Okay. This has been Axel's bonus.
And I do remember that Trent and Connor had to explain to me that, hey, you open this up, no shark.
Nice. Trent and Connor for the win. All right, this has been Axel's bonus, secret pod.
Piper.